100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntiltheDayIdie.com. I don't know what to say next. The weekly challenge this week is shark, and we got a bunch of stories in, and so I'm going to share them with you. And then I'll be back after to wrap things up. I didn't know what to say.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Na-na-na-na. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I'm tired of being a shark. I want to be a jet. Hector, we're Puerto Ricans. Puerto Ricans aren't jets. Dude, my name's Ivan O'Flannery. I've danced at the Ball Cheyenne River Dance. Hector, drill down into your Stanislavski. You got to feel your Latin prowling predator. I don't want to prowl. I want to soar. Yeah, yeah. You really want to click your fingers and look cool. So, we get way more pirouettes than those sissy boy jets. What's wrong with sissies? You've been a pony or two on 42nd. Not the point. Sharks rule. Don't be a jet fool. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 718, with the prompt of Shart. Let's do this. As the single headlight car came closer, the familiar tune of Baby Shark came from the back seat. Obviously, the car was not his mother's. Bilbert turned back to Marissa, who attacked like a shark. Tell me the truth, Bilbert. I caught you red-handed. How do you fly? If you tell me, I'll keep your secret. If you don't, I'll tell everyone I know. And I know a lot of people. Okay, Bilbert said. I wear a plastic bag for underwear and it makes me float. Marissa gritted her teeth. Don't mock me. I told you, I'm not stupid. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Welcome aboard. Before you get settled in, I just want to make a few things clear. Because a lot of people think this job is like what they see in the movies. It's not. We are a disciplined, professional, and rational, scientific outfit. Nobody is here for kicks. Nobody acts recklessly. And we don't drink whiskey into the early hours, singing raucous sea shanties, and comparing scars. Sharks are no joke. And that's something you'll find out soon enough. Now, as for your assignments. Everyone on board has their designated role, and yours is very simple. You're the bait.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and here's my story. A man sat by the shore at the beach, two little boats sailing along the coast, he muttered. That sounds like the beginning of a story, someone in the group said, laughing, and continued walking. Two little boats sailing along the little coast, sailing along the rocky coast, sailing along... And he stopped, his eyes on the horizon. The group had disappeared from his sight. Two little boats sailing along the sharky coast. He stopped again. Sharky. Shark. He shook his head and slid back, taking his feet out of the water. One little boat sailing along the lonely coast. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizzygoodgoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, this is Richard, and every word of today's story is absolutely true. I know, because I was that person. It's called Great White Lie. As a teenager, I was into extreme sports. Unfortunately, these occasionally led to extreme injuries. After the fifth shoulder dislocation, reconstructive surgery was the only option to repair my now fairly useless arm. This was the days before keyhole techniques, and I became the proud owner of an 8-inch scar, which I'd happily show off to impress the girls, who never failed to be mesmerized by the story of my heroic escape from the jaws of a great white shark. I'd still be using the story today, except the girls no longer want to see me without my shirt. Okay, so the truth is now out there, and I'm out of here too. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Two flags means that there is a shark in the water. Makes sense at the beach, but not in my bathroom. Is the shark in my tub, toilet, or sink? Who do I call to get rid of a shark? The landlord said I'm not allowed to keep pets and hung up on me. I called the city. There's a shark in my bathroom. They told me to talk to my landlord. He hung up on me, I said. The city hung up on me, too. Do you know what I should do? Besides, pee in the kitchen sink.
And there you have it. The stories, the 100-word stories, the 100-word stories on the topic of shark. You can check out more stories at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, along with the text of these stories and all sorts of other stuff. Years and years and years of storytelling. My God, it's been that long? Anyway, the next weekly challenge topic is a pick two. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The topic will be there on the site. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.